Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is refreshed by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. Go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com to order some of the most amazing beverages you'll ever have.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Yo, we have something that's never been done on the Big Brother Jake podcast.
I have my own hotline.
Leave a message, have your voice heard. You don't like what you heard on the show? You can now voice your opinion. Call 626-408-2820.
626-408-2820.
And let your voice be heard on the Big Brother Jake podcast. Yes. Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish, featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
Yo!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcastone.com. Keyword search, the Big Brother Jake podcast. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora Radio. And now you can go to amazon.com. Keyword search, the Big Brother Jake podcast. And boom, you're in there. So good to be back as always. And man, let me tell you, I cannot sleep. It's team no sleep because my brain is on high. The activity is just flowing. I can't help it. I'm hyper. I should not be hyper recording all these crazy podcasts, you know, late at night. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I wanted to challenge myself this week and I'm probably bit off a little more than I can chew, but that's okay. Because I love a challenge. And so, what's the challenge, you ask, Big Brother Jake? Well, here's the challenge. I have always wanted to do a radio show Monday through Friday. Usually, if it's a talk radio show, you're doing it for 3 to 4 hours Monday through Friday. And that's been my dream. You know, it's easier to do a podcast once a week and come up with a topic once a week. But I love challenging myself. And so it's to your benefit if you like the podcast that much. I want to do a podcast every day, Monday through Friday of this week, the week of September 27th. Now, we have a lot of cool things coming up this week, some big milestones. But Tuesday's podcast, September 28th, episode 136, which I said episode 135, but now I decided to do all these podcasts this week. I'm going to do a special edition of Big Bro Jake's Bay Bites of Love, and I'm going to have some very special guests. Now, a lot of y'all still hit me up because you want Ricky Lee's DM, you know, her phone number and all this other stuff. But Natalie and Ricky from the On This Frequency podcast will join me once again to answer questions regarding Big Bro Jake's Bay Bites of Love. But somebody that I know chimed in and said, look, I want to be part of that too. I need to understand why we don't have a male point of view. I'm like, what the hell, fool? I'm all here. But my man Nick Hamilton from The Morning After with Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media, you know, he's an owner of Nightcast Media. And let me tell you something. This man is unabashed. He has his own opinions. So it's going to be Nick Hamilton and the beautiful ladies from On This Frequency on Tuesday's podcast, okay? And Friday's podcast is going to be an amazing podcast. And let me tell you why. We are entering the third year anniversary of the Big Brother Jake podcast. I did not think it would go 3 years. I thought I'd have things to stop talking about. But on the third year anniversary podcast that will air on Friday, October 1st, that's when I launched my very first podcast, Friday, October 1st, we're just going to take a look back on some of the things we've done and gone over and had fun doing. And it's going to be a blast, man, just going down memory lane. Not going to have any fancy celebrity shout-outs or anything like that. I might have somebody come on. I might not. I don't know yet. I might just be talking to y'all. But 3 years, and we've had a lot of people on. And who knew? Who freaking knew that was going to happen, okay? I damn sure didn't. But we'll be airing that on Friday. So I want to get into a little something that I came across. For those that don't know, I love going online, especially in like media, Instagram accounts, and ruffling feathers and talking trash. And I also use that time to show prep and look for things to discuss. And there's one thing that caught my eye. And this is a very polarizing topic, and I don't understand that. And I'm going to get into that in this first segment. Next segment, I have a beef with people soliciting on their birthdays. It'll make sense when I talk about that. We will discuss that next segment. But this segment, I have to talk about something that really caught my eye, and I couldn't believe what I read. I really couldn't, because I'm self-sufficient. Let me explain. I love going on The Shade Room, at The Shade Room on Instagram. You know, it's they keep up with the culture, the black, you know, black culture. They keep up with trending topics, and they do a great job of finding some of the craziest comments out there and having everybody to discuss it. This particular comment really caught my eye. This young lady, I won't say her name, because I don't want her to catch more backlash than she has already. She writes, "A man is not supposed to cook, wash dishes, or wash his clothes if he has a woman." And I'm like, what? Seriously? That's how you feel about that? Now, growing up in the household I grew up in, Mama Pam told me from a very young age, never, ever, ever depend on a woman for anything. You will learn how to cook, clean, sew, iron, and all of the above. So it's funny. And the times that I've dated or I've had women come to my house, they've asked me point blank, "Do you have a cleaning service?" And that's like an insult. That's an insult to Mama Pam, and that's an insult to me. I am a very clean person. You will come to my house, and it will always smell like eucalyptus mint or lavender because I love fragrance. Yes, I am so freaking manly. I know that. I am so damn manly. But my home is extremely immaculate. Very clean, smells good all the time. And I take pride in being able to clean. I know how to cook. I know how to cook. You want beef stroganoff? You want chicken parm? You want amazing French toast? Do you want fried rice? I can cook all those things from scratch. No problem. Because my mom taught me. I know how to make tacos and tacos. You know, I could do both. If you want the Taco Bell version or you want the street taco version, I can do both. I can grill, which, you know, it's manly to grill anyway. But I can do all those things that this young lady says a woman should do. Now, I find this comment insulting for two reasons. The first reason, just because you're a woman doesn't mean you should be doing that for your man. There are gender roles that people, you know, do play out in American society. And if you go around the world, it's a lot crazier than it is here in the United States. Like in some countries, the women do everything and all the man has to do is bring home the paycheck. And a lot of that happens here in the United States. Here's the thing with that, especially if you have kids. If you don't have kids and you're not working, well, yeah, I think you should pull your share. It's like, if your man's like, look, all you have to do is take care of the household and you don't have to work, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But if you both have kids, you know, if you have kids, you're a couple and you live together, you know, you got to pull your share, fellas. Like, you really have to pull your share. Now, with my first comment, I know I pissed some people off. I'm not saying if you're not working, you should be cleaning. I think it should be equal that both parties should be responsible. If both parties are working, you know, man, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. If both of y'all are working, both of you guys need to shoulder the responsibility. But if you don't have kids, I don't see a problem with that. If you do have kids, fellas, you got to pull your share. I know some cats that literally just work and come home, and the wife is working 24/7. I know some that pull their equal share. I know some dudes that work and do all the responsibilities, and the woman does absolutely nothing. Here's my beef with what this young lady had to say. It's also an insult to the fellas that know how to take care of themselves. I'm domesticated, you know? I know how to cook, clean, sew, iron. I know how to do all that stuff. I was taught at a very young age. I don't need a woman for anything as far as that goes. Affection, a relationship, companionship, yes, I want a woman. I want my ride or die, I want my woman to be whoever that may be in the future. Or, you know, it may not even happen. I don't know. That's another topic for another day. I already tried that dating site thing and, you know, that experiment, you know, whatever. But I'm going to let this young lady know, and women that have her mindset know. I think it's noble that you want to take care of your man. But speaking for myself, I want a woman that can have long, stimulating conversation with me. I want a woman that is affectionate as much as I am, because I'm a very affectionate person. I want a woman that we can work together. Like, if she cooks, I'll wash the dishes, wipe the counters, and mop the floor after dinner. If I clean the bathroom, she vacuums the living room and dusts the living room. It should always be a partnership. You know, people might be a little upset that I say if a woman's not working and she has no kids. Yeah. I really believe if you're living with someone, that's the share you should pull. Like, there should be groceries, there should be this and that. If you have nothing else going on. Me personally, I want a woman that wants to work. I want a woman that wants to contribute and provide and be 50-50. And, or 100-100, actually. 50-50 is still 50. 100-100 is always 100. Remember that. Write that down. Take notes. But this woman, I believe, is dead wrong. It's dead wrong. A woman should not cook, clean, and all that stuff just because she's a woman to please her man. I want to participate and I want to help my woman. I want to be with my woman and let her know she has a partner. She has a teammate. She has somebody she could depend on. If she's not up to snuff that day, if she's not feeling well, she's having a mentally bad day or physically bad day, I don't want her to be like, damn, I'm stressing because I got to take care of my man. No. And I'm very self-sufficient. I don't need you to get me a plate when we're at a gathering. I can do it myself. I don't need you to get me a plate. I can get my own. I'm a man, and I can take care of myself. I don't like this thought process. I love when you can spoil your mate, and I love when you can spoil the one you love and you do things together. Like, I love cooking for somebody. If I'm dating you, I'm going to shower you with affection, love, and acts of kindness. Like, I'll cook dinner and, you know, we'll watch a movie. And you know, I can't bake for shit. I don't do dessert. Like, you know, I'll buy that. But I'll cook you a full-on meal, you know, and make it special. But I would do that every day because that's who I am. And if I'm in love with you and I want to be with you and you're my lady, you're going to be treated like a damn queen. Bar none, period, point blank. That's the end of discussion. Yet I'm not obligated to do those things because I'm your man. And I feel the same way. I feel the same way when it comes to this topic. Just because you're a woman, you don't have to do all these things. Because let me tell you something, ladies. You can do all of these things and your man still won't be happy. Because you're not satisfying him in other places. And I'm not just talking about the bedroom. You could, there's some people out there, you could give them all the sex they want. You could clean everything in the house. You could cook everything in the cupboards. You could wash his clothes, press and iron them. And some men will still find a reason to not be happy with you. Period. It happens that way. It happens. There are some people that don't need these things, and you could still make them happy, still make them feel like a man, still make them feel loved, still make them feel wanted and appreciated. That is reality. And a lot of people on this particular post were lighting her up. And I don't think she should be lit up. You know, people were saying stuff like, you know, I don't believe you, you're lying. Another one's like, you're insecure. And another one's like, a woman ain't supposed to pay any bills if she got a man. Which I think that's stupid too, okay? I've heard that argument as well. Well, if you have a man, you should pay for anything. Now, I will say this. I'm old-fashioned. If I'm with you in the dating phase, courting, all that stuff, I'm going to pay for dinner. I'm going to pay for movies. I'm going to pay for, you know, things of that nature. If we travel, we can go half on everything. That's fair. I'm not going to pay for all of that, especially if we're just talking. I'm not going to go all out on that. But if I'm going to take you to dinner, if we're going to the movies, if we're going to Magic Mountain or Disneyland, I'm going to pay for it. That's the other side of that coin that this lady's talking about with cleaning. Another lady countered with, if you have a man, he should be taking care of you financially. How about we both take care of ourselves financially and combine our powers and our funds and become a power couple and be successful? That's where things get lost in these kinds of transactions and these kinds of relationships and these kinds of thought processes. I believe myself, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner,
my government name,
I believe you should both be 100-100 on everything. Like I said earlier, if I cook, you do the dishes. We could both mop the floor and wipe the counters. If I do laundry, we should help fold. Or one folds, one irons. However you want to separate it. I don't believe that it should be one-sided. I know when I was out of work, the longest I've ever been unemployed in my life is 3 weeks. And when my then wife was working and I didn't have a job, this is before I had kids, because I've always had a job. Thank God, I've always been employed as a parent. While being a father, I've always been employed. But there was 3 weeks where I was not employed. I was out of the Navy with no job. And the house was clean. Dinner was prepared and made. Laundry done, folded, ironed, pressed, put away. House was immaculate. she'd come home and catch me playing, you know, PlayStation. I'm like, is this what you did all day? Well, no, I looked for jobs between 12 and 3, but you smell that? That's dinner cooking. You see the laundry basket? Empty, because it's all washed and folded and put away. Go to the bathroom, smells nice and clean. And that's a small apartment, so it'd really take an hour to clean everything. But that's the thing. How do you base your relationship when it comes to these types of things? Again, my opinion, how I feel, if we're both working, we're both contributing, everything should be split down the middle. And you should have each other's back on everything. And make that agreement. But I do not believe a woman should cook, clean, and wash my clothes just because she's a woman. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I would love to hear your feedback on this subject. Do you think a woman should cook, should clean, and wash clothes and all that stuff just because she's a woman? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Okay, so I teased it earlier in the first segment. People and their birthdays and their begging. Now, I love birthdays. I'm a big fan of birthdays. I love, love, love to celebrate life. And every chance I get, I like to, you know, pump somebody up on their birthday. If you follow me on social media, at Big Brother Jake, you will see on Instagram and Twitter, you will see that I will hype up somebody on their birthday because birthdays should be celebrated and we should always be thankful for another day of life. Period. Period. Here's the thing I don't understand. At a certain age, you shouldn't beg for birthday anything. You know, I would say once you turn 13, it should stop. It's getting ridiculous, especially on social media. You know, when you're 16, that's your sweet 16. If you're, you know, Latina, it's your quinceañera. So 15. And then 21 is a milestone birthday because you could legally drink, which I've been doing since I was 7, so it doesn't really matter. Then you have 25 because you can rent a car on your own. And then after that, you have like 30 because that's a huge milestone. 40 is a huge milestone. And 50, which, oh my God, I'm getting close to that. Oh my God. And after that, who cares? But especially with what I've been through, and March 10th was the day that I flatlined and almost died. So I want to celebrate that as like my second birthday, even though it's before my original birthday. I love birthdays. We should definitely celebrate life. But I have a beef with you grown-ass people out here. I really do. I don't have a problem, and I hate to say it, but it's mostly women. But I don't have a problem with people having their week-long birthday month or birthday week or their month-long birthday month, you know. People like to celebrate birthday weeks and birthday months. You're not going to get something from me every day or every day of the month based off your birthday. If we're dating, if you're family, I'm going to get you stuff no matter what. Like, you hungry? Want to go get some tacos? Let's go. I got you. It's on me today. There's your gift. Be happy. That's what I'm saying about that. But some of y'all have the audacity to post a Cash App or a Venmo and say, hey, it's my birthday. Give me a gift. Give me some money. Here's the problem I have with that. And I was just going to make this a Big Brother pod snack, which I'm bringing those back again. But here's my problem with that. And I'll be honest with you. If you're a grown-ass man or woman, and again, this is mostly women that I see do this. I'm sorry, it's true. But I do see some men on occasion doing this. If you're over the age of 18 and you're out here posting Cash Apps and Venmo usernames for people to give you money on your birthday, I'm sorry, but you are pathetic. If you're a grown-ass man or woman that's gainfully employed, that has a place to stay, that has a car to drive, that has money to go out with your girls or with the fellas and get your drink on and get your party on, I, as a fellow human being that works his ass off with 4 to 5 jobs at any given time, will not contribute to your Cash App or your Venmo request for your birth week or your birth month.
Oh, Big Brother Jake, why are you so bitter about this? Because nobody gives you gifts for your birthday.
Shut up. All I want for my birthday is a happy birthday. I don't need no big announcement like I do for other people. But I love celebrating birthdays. I do. And I'll say this much. You will never find me with a Cash App or a Venmo username on the day of my birthday on social media. Why do y'all do this? I don't understand the fascination with this. It's bad enough as a 47-year-old man or woman, you're celebrating a birth week or birth month. Like, your ego's that out of control where you want the world to celebrate you being born. What the hell have you contributed on this earth to celebrate a week or a month and make us do it for you? Who are you to make us celebrate that? Tell me. I'm waiting. Exactly. I love me some me. I love seeing my name when I Google myself because I've done it before. And it comes up. Big Brother Jake stuff is pretty dope. I love me some me. I do. However, I love me enough to not have an ego about it. We all love ourselves to a point. And a lot of us don't like ourselves, and a lot of things I don't like about myself that I wish I could change. And I'll be honest about that too. But that's for another damn subject. Who are you to have the audacity to sit here and be like, yo, it's my birthday. Give me some money. Who the hell are you? Like, seriously, that is some balls right there, man. That is some balls. Here's the thing. I don't want or need anything from anyone. Other than owning my dream home with a pool and a recording studio, my truck I no longer have. That's another sad story. But I have everything I can possibly want. I have my own studio. I have probably over 150 t-shirts. I have 50 or 60 hats. 32 of them are Dodger hats and counting. I have everything I want. I go wherever I want. For a living, I watch sports live and record podcasts and get paid for it. I have everything I want. I don't need a Cash App for my birthday. I really don't. And some of y'all need to grow the hell up and not need one either. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You know, like I said, it's bad enough you're celebrating birth weeks and birth months because you're the most fabulous person on the earth and we should celebrate your presence. Which, what have you contributed to make me want to do that? That may be mean, but I'm being honest. But who in the hell feels they deserve, hey, it's my birthday, Cash App at Cash Money Sign Sweet Lady Princess 42 dollar sign. Kiss my ass, you ain't getting a dime. Sorry. I'll take you to dinner. You know, if you're close to me, I'll buy you something that means something, or I'll make something for you that means something. Period. Period. So, as a grown-ass person, do me a favor. When it's your birthday, if you have good friends, they're going to buy you gifts. But make your own money. Work your ass off and buy what you want. For my birthday, I treat myself to whatever I want because I can afford it and I'm grateful. But y'all Venmoing and Cash Apping, putting your Venmos and your Cash App usernames on your profile and be like, yo, donate. For what? So you can go out and have a beer on me? If I want to do that for you, I'm going to do it for you. Don't be trying to force me to buy you something or give you money. Grow the hell up, be an adult like the rest of us, work your ass off and get your own damn presents and your own damn birthday money. Stop begging for people on Venmo and Cash App to send you birthday money. Grow the hell up. What's wrong with you?
Hello, everybody. You listening to my daddy, Big Brother Jake. This is the Big Brother Jake Broadcast. Bye, everybody.
Okay, last segment of the Big Brother Jake podcast. And yes, I'm sorry, I just don't like when people don't do your Cash Apps, man. That's dumb. Like, who are you? I've said enough about that. But this particular subject is something that I am so guilty of. And I hate admitting it, but if I admit highs on this podcast, I'm going to admit my lows. I am a chronic overthinker. And the thing is, I like to plot out scenarios of every possible situation. So I always have a contingency plan with everything I do. But one of the things I hate about being an overthinker, and overthinkers, y'all can relate to this on so many levels with me. I know you can. Have you ever overthought something so much that you end up hurting your own feelings because you thought about a scenario too hard and you're like, what the fuck? Oh, man, seriously? Oh, fuck that shit. Man, I don't give a damn no more. I don't even care about that person. Or I don't care about doing that thing no more. It sucks. It sucks so bad to be an overthinker. It really does play to my benefit because, you know, like, for example, if I like somebody, I will not allow myself to get hurt no more because, you know, after being married 21 years and then not being in love with that person anymore, you have a superpower where you can just move on that fast, that quick, get on with your life. You could do it. And you've learned that you don't want to be hurt no more. So you kind of plan on it. If you start seeing somebody, you're like, oh man, you know, you don't want to do that no more. Okay, cool. Boom. You're done with it. Off. That's it. Off your mind. You're good. Or you start thinking about, like, you know, a certain job and you're like, man, I really want this. And then you start thinking about not getting it. Then you get hurt and you're like, man, I probably ain't going to get it. And then you get mad at yourself. Being an overthinker sucks. But, you know, overthinking a scenario and hurting yourself is like the worst thing ever, too. Like, and the reason why I bring it up is because I myself have done that to where I've really hurt my own feelings. And I'm really working on that. You know, like I was saying, a perfect example is, you know, you start thinking about somebody you're with and, you know, they have, you have a scenario in your head and then it hurts your feelings and then you're like mad And then you see that person, and you start looking at them like, did you do that with that person? Or it sucks so bad. And it's the worst feeling to have. Dang, see, I'm so shook, I'm destroying property in here. But the upside of an overthinker, and for those that date or associate with an overthinker, they love the hardest. They love the hardest because they know what it's like to not be loved, and they thought of every scenario to not love you. And it's an advantage because an overthinker is always going to have a plan, no matter what. And they're going to make sure everything's taken care of, no matter what. But the downside is you will overthink yourself into a sad scenario where you don't want to do anything anymore. And then you're upset. It's the equivalent. And I know, fellas, especially, you've been through this, because some of y'all women do this once in a while, and it's kind of crazy. Some of y'all will have a dream that we did something to y'all, and you'll have a dream, we messed over you, cheated on you, left you to die, and you'll wake up pissed off at us and be mad the whole fucking day. I don't understand that. How is that? You're mad at me because you had a fucked up dream. That's your fault. That ain't mine. It's the same thing with being an overthinker. You're like, damn. You know, I can't believe, you know, they did that. And you, or the scenario of, well, you know, if I do this and this, man, and then you're mad. I need help, y'all. I overthink scenarios too much all the time. Because I'll be honest. Like, I don't want to get hurt. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a job or career choice or a car purchase. Like, I'm always thinking of scenarios to where I'm not getting hurt or getting fucked over or getting taken advantage of. It's really shitty. Like, I hate it. And the thing about me, and you'll learn if you're new to this podcast, I am very vulnerable. I will put myself out there. As according to the great Tracy Woodley, my sister, this podcast is my cheap source of therapy because I won't go to therapy often. I started. It's working. But this is my audio diary, and this is what I think about all the time. I hate to overthink. See, I think about the podcast all the time. All the time. I start thinking, damn, you know, am I good enough? Dang, they don't think I'm good enough. Dang, Podcast One's going to let go of me because this, that, and the other. Oh, man, I'm mad at myself now. Damn it, I suck. And I don't. I think I'm pretty good. I mean, I've had athletes and movie stars and TV stars come on this show. So, I mean, I'm doing okay. And I got more coming. But as an overthinker, I hate that I overthink. But I love hard. An overthinker will love hard because they've thought of every single way to not love your ass anymore. They've thought of every single way they can get hurt. And so when you hurt an overthinker, they already expected it. It's going to hurt, but it's like, we knew it was coming. Because we prepare for it. But I'm trying to not overthink. This is why I'm up late at night recording podcasts and get a stupid idea of wanting to do a podcast every day of the week. Well, it's not stupid. It's just probably too much Big Brother Jake. So help a brother out. Let me know. Okay? I need to know what's good and what's not. So anyways, help a brother out, please. I'm ready to land this plane now. Thank you for listening to episode 135 of the Big Brother Jake podcast. So here's some scenarios, okay? Stop asking for stuff on your birthday through Cash App and Venmo. Stop placating stupid gender roles and work together with your partner. And don't be an overthinker. That's what you've learned on the Big Brother Jake podcast on this episode, episode 135. On episode 136, y'all, I got a treat for you. I got the ladies from the On This Frequency podcast. I got Natalie and Ricky and the homie Nick Hamilton, which if you tune into the Nick Hamilton Experience, which he has on the Believe Podcast Network, and you can listen to The Morning After with Nick Hamilton on Sirius XM 145 Slam Radio. I think I said that right. And you'll actually hear me on the air with him, you know, in the last segment. I love that. So Nick Hamilton and the ladies from the On This Frequency podcast, brought to you by Rose City Sound and Venice Beach Beverage and the great Chingon Bakery, George Lopez's Bakery. They got big ass sponsors, okay? Look at that. We're all going to be together on episode 136, and we're going to break down all of y'all's questions that are sent to Big Brother Jake at the Big Brother Jake podcast on my DMs or at Big Brother Jake. We're going to discuss on Big Bro Jake's Bay Bites of Love your questions and give you the answers you're looking for. So tune into that next episode. That'll air on Tuesday, September 28th. It'll be available on all digital platforms. So until then, we're landing this plane now. So until then, I say to you and yours,
deuces. You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.